What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Beginning of the week, here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hit us up, engagingheaventoday@gmail.com. I love hearing the requests and the here for where you're listening from. Thank you for making a part of your day. It's going to be a powerful, powerful week. Join me this Wednesday night through Sunday in Bremerton, Washington. A river church there. You'll hear more about it. Anyway, I want to call this episode Cell Phone Faith. You know, there's times that God does things in your life that is just there to reveal his nature to you. I remember one time my family and I, we went down to Florida. Isaac was just a baby. And it was a long trip. We were going to see a minister friend of ours that we love so dearly, Dr. Ronnie Harbrown. And I remember we went to Florida and we drove, and by the time we got to Tampa alone, it was like almost in the middle of the night. Then to drive all the way to his house, it was, you know, another, however long it went, another hour or two, you know, in the middle of nowhere, Florida. And I remember as we were driving, Isaac was really upset. He was crying. He was having a hard time. And we pulled over the car and just took care of him. I think we changed his diaper, made sure he had a snack, whatever, got him all back, and we're driving. And then, I mean, picture, it's pitch black, it's raining everywhere, you can't see, you're feeling, and this is like, this ain't rain like Florida rainstorms, like your wipers on the highest gear don't cover Florida rainstorms. I mean, that rain is faster and harder than anything I've ever seen. So we're driving, and my son's crying, and we finally get to the place, and we realize that we were using my wife's cell phone for a light back in the darkened road of, let me tell you, I don't know whereville, Florida, okay? And my wife's cell phone had every picture that we had of Isaac, her pregnancy, his birth, all the photos his first year. You know, my wife never updated them. There was no cloud or anything we were using. So every single thing we had was on her phone. And when we got to the house, we realized that we lost her phone. And more importantly, we lost all the memories we had of Isaac. And it was, you know, that we recorded. And it was devastating, to say the least. And there's a feeling of just being hopeless when you realize that, like, because what we did was we were using it as a light and we set it on top of the car. And the minute we drove off, it flew off the car. And we're trying to remind ourselves, like, oh, I think we heard the thump. We don't know. Look, I don't even know where I was in Florida. If you paid me $5 million, I couldn't take you on the same route today. I had no clue where we were. You know, it was some back road that had no lights and it was scary and dark and depressing. And we arrived at like 1 in the morning, maybe midnight 1. And our minister friend could clearly see that my wife was distraught. And we just told him what happened, you know. And he said, well, we're going to, you know, what road you were on? We're like, well, no, we really don't. You know, did you hear anything? No. What kind of phone is it? Well, it's an iPhone. And all of a sudden, he could just see how hurt my wife was. And he looked in her eyes and he said, I'm going to go find the phone. Now, side note, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's not, you're not finding the phone. If I dropped a cell phone randomly in your city today, in a city you know, and said, all right, here's $1 million, go find your phone. You're not finding the phone. And I remember saying, oh, sir, it's okay. There's no, you know, and he looked at me and he goes, I'm going to find the phone. And I was like, yeah, yeah, absolutely. You're going to find the phone. That's, yep, is exactly what's going to happen today. Yep, we're going to find the phone. And we go, and he puts this hat on with this like light flashlight at the head. It was so bizarre. And we went out to find the phone. Basically, this was an impossible task. You know, the, like, you're not finding the phone. And I'll never forget, as we drove on that road, he pulled over the car and he started praying. And he said, "Lord, I thank you for the phone and I command the angels to bring it to me." I mean, I'm thinking, what is even happening right now? And he said, "I command the angels to bring it to me." And we're driving, it's raining, it's so crazy. We can't even see because of the rain. And we pull over and he tells his son, "You're going to go look down." I don't even know where he even chose to pull over. Clearly the Lord told him where. And he tells his son, "Go out and go over here and just look up here for it. And I'm going to go ahead and turn around and look over this way." And I'm like petrified. I mean, it's the middle of the night. It's pitch black in Florida. It's Crocodile Alley. You know, there's ditches everywhere. At first, he was like, "You want to come with me?" I'm like, "No, absolutely not. There's not a picture on the planet worth me going into Alligator Row." And I'm like, "Well, I'll just sit back and watch the truck. That's what I feel like doing now. This is what I'll have to do. I don't feel like going anywhere else." And so they're gone, right? And the son came back and was like, "Hey, did you hear anything from my dad?" I'm like, "No." And they're out looking, and I'm wondering, like, if he got eaten by a dinosaur. I mean, I'm just like, ridiculous. What's even happening right now? And my wife's wondering, texting me through someone else's phone, "Any luck?" And I'm like, "Not yet." And the whole time he kept saying, I just could hear is him in my head, you know, "I'm going to find the phone. I'm going to find the phone." And friends, I honestly prayed. I said, "God, I hope he finds that phone, because he so believes that he's going to find that phone. And we've lost everything we have. Like, you have to make a miracle take place." And it must have been 30 minutes, pouring rain, flashlight on his head, that all of a sudden I hear a knock on the window. And I jump. And he was there. Pastor was there. And I'm like, "Did you find the phone?" And he said, "No. But I found this." And after the break, I'm going to tell you exactly what he had in his hand and how this is going to blow your mind about God's nature. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven Today.
Hey everyone, MJ here. Join me on November 11th to see Jason Gray in concert with EHC's very own Sarah Nichols opening the show. Are going quick, so order today to reserve your seat. Only $15 for general admission and $20 for VIP, getting you up close to the action and an exclusive Q&A with Jason before the show. All proceeds will provide families in need with food for their Thanksgiving holiday. For more information and to buy tickets, go to peaceandprovidence.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. Crazy story. Cell phone faith. We lost our phone. I'm waiting for it to come back. We prayed that it would be restored. Pastor comes knocking at the window. And what he had in his hands, I was shocked. He had the broken case. I couldn't believe alone, out of all the hours I drove to his house, where he would ever find it, how he would ever find it. Clearly, God was leading him. And he says to me, now the case is broken, you know, and he looks at me and he says, "I'm not only going to find that phone, but it is not going to be broke, because God is going to get that phone back to your wife so she can have her pictures of your baby." And I knew at that point, the Lord was trying to show me something. You know, there was a bigger lesson going on than just, you know, I'm in the middle of the night wondering, what am I even doing? And he went out again for another 20 minutes. I couldn't see him. He'd go so far. And all of a sudden, I could see the flashlight on his head bobbling as he's walking back to the car. And he opens up the door, and he's soaking. And he jumps in his truck, and he pulls out of his pocket my wife's cell phone. And I can't even tell you. There was no water damage on it. It looked like it was just hidden in somebody's pocket for 3 hours. And he looked at me and he said, the Lord cares about everything. You know, that this is, it's no, faith is faith no matter what. If you can have faith for salvation, then you can have faith for a cell phone, and you can have faith for the miraculous. Faith is faith. And I realized that day that if God cares about a cell phone, man, he cares about every detail of your life. I heard a story one day, a guy had a knife that was given to him by somebody that meant so much to him. It was like another prophet, man of God that died and went on and handed him a knife, you know. And now that he's dead, the knife meant a lot more, and the knife was lost. I want you to hear me. It's going to stretch your faith today. And he was praying in a hotel, and he said, God, I really wanted that knife. I'm so sad that I lost it. And out of nowhere, the knife just appeared on the desk. I want you to know that God cares about the little things. God cares about the little details. And how we see God will determine how we receive from God. So if your view of God is a tyrant, somebody upset at you, trying to get over his grudge with you, he's kind of angry, how do you ever receive from someone like that? But if you really believe that God is loving, he's faithful and true, he's trustworthy, then that's a person that we can receive from. And I really believe with all my heart that we limit God because we don't understand his nature. I believe with all my heart that God wants us to learn about his full nature. And when we believe that we're worth it, we will be. And I believe that God is trying to show us today his nature. What is it in your life that you maybe don't think is important for God? Do you know that he knows the numbers of the hairs that are on your head? Is it your pet? Because God cares. Is it your family? Because God cares. Your job? What is it that's on your mind today? Because I need you to know that it's on his mind. And until we understand God's nature, it really was a dose of reality to me, supernatural reality. That if God cares about a cell phone, then how much more does he care about you? And I want to tell you today that faith is faith. It doesn't matter if it's from your cell phone. It doesn't matter if it's salvation, miracles, your family, your marriage, your pets, whatever it is in your life, God cares. And this week, I'm believing God that you're going to be more aware of his nature than ever before. This week, I'm believing God that when little things arise, that we don't limit him. You know, there's something that we always do. We allow maybe other people's experiences to set the bar on where ours will be. We allow our measuring stick for what God wants to do a lot of times is the lack that we see in the past. And what we need to do is we just need to hit the reset button. You know, when you get a new phone in the mail, sometimes it's like sync this contact, sync this, that. And then there's times you're like, just scratch it. I'm going to start new and just take a loss here, you know? Sometimes God wants us to start new and hit the reset button on faith. And maybe your teachings over the years has taught you out of the realm of faith. Maybe all that you know has hindered you from what you need to know. Maybe everything that you feel like is making you wise is actually clogging you up and making you haughty and proud. We need to hit the reset button today on faith. We need to hit the reset button and realize that God cares. And no matter where you are in your life, no matter where you are with God, he cares about the little things, and he is going to move on your behalf. God is into cell phones, and he's into people. So what I want you to do today, I want you to think in your mind about what it is that's on your heart. Look, a woman heard the testimony that I'm telling you. She lost a mouthpiece. And said, man, I just don't want to pay $300 for another mouthpiece. She's folding laundry, and there was the mouthpiece. Stuff that you wouldn't even believe, because God cares. And I'm believing today that God is going to restore, and God is going to bring back, and God is going to enhance his goodness in your life in every day this week. So, Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for faith. And I thank you that if you care about a cell phone, you care about each and every one of our lives. God, guide us. this week as we understand your nature and we declare now that you're a good father. We declare that you're righteous and true, and we declare that you are in a good mood and you love us. And we receive from that love in Jesus' name. Come on. Thank you for tuning in today. Until next time, actually, until tomorrow, you've been rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hello, everyone. Rebecca here. We want to thank you for listening to our podcast and making it such a success. As a reminder, please subscribe and review it on iTunes. And for our Android users, download the Podbean app. Let others know how you're being blessed.